I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. Okay, it's still early March, and there's still a bitter chill in the air and snow on the ground, with probably at least one more snowfall before it's over, but don't let all that fool you. Spring softball is almost here. And for those of you who are on teams that have lost your sponsors due to the economy, and for those of you who are forming new teams this year and need a sponsor, it's more than time to be knocking on doors. How to find a team sponsor is maybe a bigger problem this year than most. And in this show, I'd like to offer a surprising suggestion that just might help you find a sponsor for your team. Back in 1976, I worked for the American Sports Club, a company that contracted with professional baseball teams to sell blocks of tickets to businesses. I was in Atlanta, working on a kids' night promotion for the Atlanta Braves. Now, if you weren't yet around in 1976, or if your memory is dim, let me tell you that the 1976 Atlanta team was possibly the sorriest bunch of Braves since 1948, when the team had just two bona fide starting pitchers, Johnny Sain and Warren Spahn. A poet named Gerald V. Hearn immortalized that team with a poem that named the starting rotation as Spahn and Sain and Pray for Rain. Well, the 1976 team had just one starter with a winning record, Phil Niekro, and we had to raise enthusiasm and sell tickets to one of their games? Okay, here's how we did it. Our prospect list was the white pages of the Atlanta phone directory. Not the yellow pages, the white pages. Why? Because all businesses that have a telephone are in the white pages, but you have to pay extra to get into the yellow pages. Plus, with the yellow pages, the businesses are grouped together. All the car dealers are on the same few pages, all the restaurants, etc. In the white pages, they're in alphabetical order by name of business, so you don't spend a week calling nothing but auto repair shops, for example. We had a clerk who started on page one of the white pages. She wrote down the name and phone number of each business on a 3x5 card, one name per card. The cards were put into stacks of 10, and I and about six other people used these cards to make our phone calls. Yep, I was a phone salesman. But wait, I didn't call folks at home at supper time. I called businesses and offered them a pretty good deal. For $50, they got 100 kids' tickets to the kids' night game and a mention in the special kids' night program that was sold at the stadium. They could make a rubber stamp that said, "Enjoy the game, courtesy of Joe's Garage," and stamp the back of the tickets and send 100 kids to the ball game free. It was a great way for the smallest businesses in town to get involved in promoting both themselves and the Braves. Now, all of this has been leading up to one startling fact that I uncovered during this campaign. And this fact can help you in your search for a team sponsor. Here it is. You cannot predict who will buy the tickets from the type of business involved. I sold just as many tickets to businesses like Madame Marie's School of Ballet as I did to Marv's Muffler Shop, just as many tickets to Betsy's Bridal Gowns as to Frank's Barber Shop. So when you're deciding which businesses to approach when you're looking for a team sponsor, here's the big secret. Don't limit yourself to the masculine businesses. Because no matter what type of business someone runs, your results will ultimately depend on whether or not the person you're talking to is a sports fan. And the sports fan world is not limited to manly men. It can be absolutely anyone, including the wimpiest guy or the most feminine girl you can imagine. Next show, I'll shower you with lots of short, specific ideas for finding sponsors that have worked for teams around the country. But for now, just remember, anybody out there could be eager to sponsor your team. Thanks for listening. For more articles on adult slow-pitch softball, visit slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.